in Shin Yud Dalet. To appreciate Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, we need to go through a couple of Gemaras, make reference to a couple of Gemaras. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Lamed Beis and Daf Yud Aleph quotes a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about Binyan and Sfira B'Kelim. Did we touch on this already last night? No. Okay. No, it was another group I touched on. Okay. So we have machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in regards to Binyan and Sfira B'Kelim. Beis Hillel is of the opinion Zoykfin Es HaMenoira, that the halacha is that you're allowed to attach pieces of a menoira. And the Gemara says because it ain't Binyan B'Kelim. The Rishonim are bothered that how do you reconcile this with a Gemara on Kuv Beis and a Beis and a Masechta Shabbos? Haimad the Ail Shupisa Bikuna Demara, that a person is not allowed to take a peg and put it into a hoe. If I may use this pen over here, so a hoe, you have the stick, then you have the actual metal that's used to hoe, and how do you attach them together? So the answer is that there's often a peg that's used to hold the two together. What happens if you insert that peg into the hoe? So that is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that's an Isur D'oraisa. The question is, what is that Isur D'oraisa? Is that Baina or is that Makir Patish? Is it the fact that you're building, like it's usher to build a home? Or is it considered as if you completed a utensil? That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So on the spot over there, Tesis asks, wait a second, how could it be that according to Rav it's an Isur Baina? But didn't we learn Ein Binyan V'Sfira B'Kelim, that the rule of Binyan and Sfira doesn't apply to utensils? That's what our Mechaber in Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, that's what our Mechaber is going to be dealing with. So here there are three groups of Rishonim. I'm giving you the short version. Mir Tashem to the Kolel tonight, we're going to do the long version. But for the short version, so for Mishnah Brura version, there are three different Shitas of Rishonim. One is the Shita of Rashi. Rashi's opinion is that Rav is wrong, la'alacha. How could Rashi say that Rav is wrong? Rashi would never say Rav is wrong. You know, every once in a while you have a Shana Al guy who thinks his rabbi is wrong. So that's what Rashi is. Rashi thought that Rashi the Shana Al guy thinks Rav is wrong. Rashi understood that we're just dust under Rashi was dust under the feet of Rav, Kavachomer, of what we are. So what is the pshat? So the answer is that it could very well be that Rashi learned that Shmuel was of the opinion that this case of making the hoe is exactly what Beis Hillel was talking about when he said Binyan and Sfira B'Kelim. That since this is a Binyan called, who is not a regular Binyan like building this beautiful base medrash and reishis, right? So that's a real Binyan Gomor. But building a kli, so then in such a case, that would not qualify as Binyan and Sfira B'Kelim. That's the opinion of Shmuel. And Shmuel says to Rav, that's exactly what Beis Hillel said. Beis Hillel said, Ein Zokfin Es HaMenorah, you can't reattach the pieces of the menorah together. So therefore, he says, that's already Beis Hillel. We didn't start the fire. That already was a long time ago. We had already learned that the halacha is that it's mutter. And while Rav will say, no, Hillel was talking about pieces of a menorah, that pieces of menorah that automatically go in and out all the time, then we said Ein Binyan B'Sfira B'Kelim. But when it talks about making a hoe, then in such a case there would be the Binyan. But Rashi, this is how the Gra learns on our Simon, Rashi holds that, no, that you have this rule across the board of Ein Binyan B'Sfira B'Kelim, and we pass him like the Shita of Shmuel. The Rajbo also says this, in his parish on that Gemara in the name of Rabbeinu Haigon. But the Gra already said it, halacha l'maisa, in terms of answering our question. However, Shulchan Aruch is not going to pass like the Gra. Here's a case where the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama are going to be more machmir than the Gra. How is one going to deal with the problem of Beis Hillel already saying Ein Binyan B'Sfira B'Kelim, yet Rav saying that you're not allowed to put the peg into the hoe? So comes along the Baalei Tosas, and the Baalei Tosas say a very, very interesting chiddush. Baalei Tosas say, no. Beis Hillel was only talking about a menorah that you're barely doing any binyan. Like you're putting together just pieces that go in and out. That was what Beis Hillel was talking about. And in general, there is binyan in Sfira B'Kelim. That's his shita. The Rishonim point out there's another Mishnah. And the Gra points out that this mission is a raya for Rashi. And it's a mission on Kuf Mem Vav Amin Aleph. The mission says, Shoiver Ahodam Etzacholitz Lechol Heimenu Groigris. The person's allowed to break a barrel to eat a fig from it. Ubilvav Shalo Yiskavin Lasos Pesach Yofa. With the condition that he doesn't intend to make a nice Pesach. Why? Is it going to be us to make a nice Pesach? That's going to be Tikkun Mane. But there's no problem to smash it. Wait a second. Ein Binyan V'Sfira B'Kalim. Says Taisus in a few places in Shas, in Erevin, in Beitza, in Shabbos Kuf Beis makes references, and in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav. Taisus says that the answer to this question is that we're talking about a barrel that's a mustaki. This is the new term for tonight. Mustaki. What is mustaki? Mustaki is a barrel that was a recycled barrel, a barrel that was constantly being reused and it, with the glue that was attached together. So that wasn't the chashav keli. So when do we say ein binyan yesh binyan v'stira bekelim, like we saw in Kuf Beis on the base? That's where you're making a good kli. But if you have a kli that's already a disposable kli, then in such a case we say ein binyan v'stira bekelim. That's how Taisus answers the question. Now we're ready to see how all of this is in a few lines of Shulchan Aruch. Zok deheilig mechaber ein binyan v'stira bekelim shin yud dalet aleph. There's no such thing as binyan v'stira bekelim. We're going to skip the words of the Ramah first. When do we say he doesn't go like Shitas Rashi, and he says that the only time we say is when we're talking about a kli that's a weak kli. That what? That the pieces fell apart and was reattached with tar. So yochol shabra likach mashav esaycha. You're allowed to break it to take that which is inside. Okay, that's so far step one in the mechaber. There are many, many different parts of this mechaber shin yud dalet aleph. This is the first part. Now, who did the mechaber go with? He went with who? He went with the Bali Telsis that we mentioned earlier. You take a look in the Baragola, he quotes the Rush. The Rush in the Bali Telsis go the same way the Rush in Erevin. Okay. That is Shita number one. No, Shita number two, actually. Shita number one was Shita Rashi. It says we say straight up, Ein Binyan V'Stira Bekelim. So there's an expression that Rav Miller Shlita likes to quote from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. That is, Rav Lichtenstein says, if you look hard enough, you'll find the Shita. So if, even if in the postgim you look hard enough, you'll find the Shita from Rishonim in the postgim as well. So here we don't have to open up a lot of big, heavy books. We have it. That's an amazing thing. In the Mishnah Berurah, we have almost everything in front of us. So if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin, at the second in the three, in our edition, three lines from the bottom, one line into Sif Katan Zayin, he says, "Uveber agra hiskim leposkim l'sviru de'ein stira bekelim afil kishos shvira bekli shleima." So that's going to be Shitas Rashi, and the Gra in his Beyer proves that he thinks that Shitas Rashi is the best shot. That's at least how the Mishnah Berurah understood the Be'er Agra, that he was actually holding that Rashi's shot was the best shot. So we have two shitas in regards to Binyan Sfir Bekelim. We have the shita of the Bali Tosis, the Kach Nifsak V'Shulchan Aruch. First thing to have in our back pocket is that we do have a Gra who's going to be Mekel in regards to Binyan Sfir Bekelim. But Halacha L'Maisa, we only put the Gra in our back pocket. We will use it every once in a while as a Tziruk to be Mekel, but at the end of the day, the standard Psak Halach in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah is that Binyan Sfir Bekelim is Aser. The only time it's going to be Mutter is B'Mustaki. So then what would emerge would be the following. What would emerge is that one would not be allowed to take a can and bust it open to be able to get the food inside. And how, no matter how you bust it, whether you bust it with a, you stab it with a knife, or you open it up with a can opener, at the end of the day, L'chura, if you're going, even if you're going to throw out the kli, it's stira bekelim. You're being so stira bekelim, and therefore the chura that should be a problem. However, there are three ways out. Three, which are really about 10. Okay. So number one, the first way out is the shita that we saw of the gra. Number two is if you take a look, the Ramah in the Darche Moshe adds another variable. He says, She'ena machzekes arbon sa. We're talking about a chavis that doesn't hold 40 sa. So the Mishnah Berurah understands that the Ramah over here is saying a chumrah. that the Rama is saying, not only does the barrel have to be made of a mustaki, but the barrel also has to be less than 40 sa, because once it's 40 sa, then it's a real chash of a kli. However, if you look up the Darkei Moshe, this is not how the Mishnah Berurah understood it, but if you look up the Darkei Moshe, this is another answer in the Rishonim. We mentioned there are different answers to how you have the phenomenon of Binyan Bekelem Agav Kuv Beis on a Beis, yet the Gemara says you're allowed to break a Chavit. So the... Darkei Moshe quotes the Ran on Kuf Memvav, as well as Tesis and Rashi and Erevin on Daf Lamed Gimel. Both say that here we're talking about a small kli. When do we say that the halacha is that you're not allowed to break a chavis, that you're allowed to break a chavis? That's a small utensil. That's not considered a kli. But a big utensil, that's going to be asar. Hence, with this, the Rishonim explain the Mishnah in Erevin, where the Mishnah in Erevin says that you're going to have a phenomenon where you have an Erev that's stuck in a migdal, and then we say, Hu b'makom echad ve'ruvay b'makom echer. He's in one place, as an Erev is another place. We just knock it down, smash it down. Didn't we say, Shayver Adam es achavis es mutter? So the Ran says that the reason why you can't simply smash it down is because that's talking about something that already holds 40 sa'ah. So if you hold 40 saw, then there's going to be stira b'kelim. Then it's going to be considered stira b'kelim, because that kli is already al pi halacha like almost an ohel. And then in such a case, halacha is that's going to be mutter. How that fits back in kuf beis and beis, that will be a separate problem. Really doesn't jive so nice to kuf beis and beis. But the Ran is going to have his own answers for that sugya, and we'll leave that to there. At the end of the day, this might be another hetta. Darkei Moshe says it's only by migdal gadol and not by migdal katan. The Avreichim and the Kolel weren't so happy with me when I said that, and they were right. Right in the sense that I was right, but they were also right in terms of Halacha L'maisa. To rely on it is a little shver, because the Ramah seems to read that the Ramah is actually a Chumrah, not a Kula. That the Ramah is saying that you need two things. Number one, the Ramah says that you need to have, that it's not 40 Sa'ah. Number two, he seems to be saying needs to be Mustaki, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah says it. So, but in the Ran itself, they say it's mutter once it's less than 40 saw. That would be another heter on the books, but not too practical, because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass in that way. Heter number three that's going to be extremely relevant is the approach of Ramesha Zatzal. Ramesha connects Sif Aleph with Sif Ches that we did last night. Ramesha Kuf Chav Beis. Anaf test, Ramesha suggests the following. He suggests that when it comes to the halacha of the can, he says, Ramesha says like this. He says, a can is very different than a barrel. A barrel is something there that has chashivus as a utensil to hold the wine. He says, that's not what a can is. Baharaya, what happens to a metal can? So Ramesha says, 1930, communist Russia. So Ramesha says, it depends. He says, there are some people with the cans that they use those cans and they reuse them again. He says, but there are even already today people in Russia who act so wealthy that they throw out the cans. So says Ramesha, if they throw out the cans, then all this is like a klipa. All it is like a peel that's there to protect it. And then it becomes like the din of chaisalai. So Ramesha says it depends. If the can is thrown out, so then it's not going to be considered a kli. It's just going to be considered a klipa. However, if the can is still used afterwards, then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. That's how Ramesha writes. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, if it's author, and if it's thrown out, it'll be permissible. If you use it again, it's going to be author. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal seems to have had a slightly different answer, similar to Ramesha, but different, and his shot has strengths and weaknesses, as we will go on to elaborate. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal suggested the following. He suggested that our cans are like a mustaki. A mustaki is a thing that's falling apart. He says, at the end of the day, there are two different forms of a kli ra'ua, a cheap kli. One is a kli is cheap because the kli is reused material. Another is if you throw it out, but since you're going to throw it out, it's going to be mutter. There's a rav in our neighborhood, whose name is Rav Ephraim Kirschenbaum. Rav Kirshenbaum 25 years ago, before Ramat Beit Shemesh existed, so Rabbi Kirshenbaum wrote a letter to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It's printed in the Sefer. It's been 10 years since I spoke with Rav Kirshenbaum, but I saw it in the Sefer. The Sefer Binyan Shabbos on page Kuf Mem Zayin. Over there, Rav Kirshenbaum asks Rav Shlomo Zalman the following kasha. He says, Mustiki is a Beferish and Gemara Beit Salam and Gimel Mabeis. The Gemara says that if you have a mustiki, then we're not afraid that when a person opens up the hole, he's going to want to make a Pesach Yofen. Because when is a person makbin a Pesach Yofen? That's when it's a kli that's going to last. You think the guy who opened this was really thinking about the type of hole he was making when he opened? Absolutely not. I'm holding a bottle of water. You drink it, you throw it out today, kulek. But what happens if it was a pitcher, a fancy decanter that he bought for Pesach? Then when he opens it, he's going to be very, very careful how he opens it. Says the Gemara, when are we choshing going to make a Pesach Yofen by a decanter or something like that where it's expensive? Then you have a chashash in Pesach Yofen. But if it's mustiki, if it's cheap, he's not going to do it. So then that makes sense to be continued to see after the Shmash.
We'll pick up a mustiki.